there are substantial funds out there if a county is organized, and if a county develops the skills and the knowledge to actually access these funds. We've gained that experience. We set up the first EU unit of any local authority in the Republic of Ireland, matching those funds to the requirements of this county to our key goals with regard to economic development, infrastructure, social needs, and so on. We're putting forward a county model as an option for the management of future funds that may be coming in through the Interreg 5 programs, through Peace 4, and to a range of other programs as well.
The cross-border dimension, ICBAN, the Northwest Cross-Border Group, and other bodies that the council is making joint submissions with are important. And you were at pains to stress to council that there's two strategies, twin strategies here. The council submitting on its own behalf and in its own right, but also in conjunction with these other bodies.
Yes, I think what's important, Donal, is that we maintain the flexibility to go for the best options and not tie ourselves strictly to one option, because what we need to do when we're faced with enormous challenges over the coming years, we have to ensure that whatever model or models are put in place maximize the benefit to the county of these funds that will be coming to this island, and also to enable us to go search for funds that won't be necessarily coming here under programs, but that are available in Europe. So we do intend to keep all options open.